today we're going to talk about something called kinesiology tape. I think that, how do you say that?
Kinesiology
tape. Now, the people would have seen the Rio Games, and athletes have got all sorts of different colours and tape and stuff on them, you know, all over the place. Yeah. But that's not normal sports strapping tape, is it? It's something a little bit different that they would be wearing.
Yeah, it is. I guess regular tape is designed to immobilise injuries and sort of make them. It's usually used rigid strapping tape that doesn't stretch or move. And the idea is that you sort of bind it up. If you imagine a rolled ankle or something, that you try and use rigid tape to strap the ankle into a position so it doesn't roll again.
Well, people may know the name Rock Tape. Is that the same sort of stuff?
Yeah, Rock Tape is certainly the most common version in Australia, at least, of kinesiology tape. And it's especially designed to stretch just in one direction, so lengthwise rather than widthwise, and that allows you to give support to an injury or a sore muscle or something like that, but it still allows the muscle to move, and it also helps to reduce pain and inflammation through little properties of it that are associated with muscle injuries. It can provide support for the muscle without actually restricting the movement, which I guess is the main thing, especially in the case of the Olympics where the athletes still need to be able to perform to their peak. It just can prevent or help them, you know, perform within minor injuries without actually restricting their movement. It's, as you probably noticed, it's applied over the top of muscles rather than round and round in circles, which is probably the main difference from the rigid strapping tape.
There's been a lot of advances in sports science over the last 20 or 30 years. So how did kinesiology, I can't even say that word, Colin.
Kinesiology, yes.
That's it. How did it come about?
Well, it dates back to the 1970s. There was a Japanese chiropractor called Dr. Kenzo Keyes who was looking for a way to assist his patients in able to heal muscles. And he came up with something that's sort of a cross between a rigid tape and an elastic bandage, if you like. You know, it's an elasticized bandage that actually sticks to the surface of the skin. It wasn't used for quite a while. It was only sort of used in a clinical setting for quite a while until the mid-1990s when he formed a company to actually make it commercially, and orthopedic people and different chiropractors and things like that, other colleagues of his were using it for a while as well. But then at the 2008 Olympics, a number of athletes were actually given it to use to injuries, and it sort of took off from there, and now it's available essentially worldwide and used by sports people, just about anyone really who need relief from muscle injuries or, you know, preventing them from reoccurring, which is one of its main benefits.
Yeah, so you've mentioned a couple of benefits from it. So why do people use this rather than just the normal strapping tape these days?
Well, I guess it's designed to do four different things. It helps to support the muscle, as I said before, by giving the muscle some extra strength by the tape itself. It also helps to gently lift the skin, and that allows better blood flow, and it allows some of the fluid to be released from inflammation. So it has quite a good natural, helps with the healing and helps to reduce the pain by reducing the inflammation and the irritation around the area. And also, I guess the last thing that it helps with, it actually corrects the alignment of the joint that might be sore. Quite often we find, especially with people with back injuries or even lower limb injuries, and their backs has to compensate for that, because you can put normal weight on your ankle or your knee or whatever it is that's sore, it doesn't cause misalignment with other limbs as well. So it has it stops that cascading effect of your back getting sore because you've got a bad hip or a bad knee or something like that.
Funny you should mention that, because I'm just recovered from a minor hamstring tear, and now I've got back pain. So I know that's because my back was trying to overcompensate.
That's exactly right, and it happens a lot. But the value of this tape is that it does allow you a much better range of movement. I guess it's also different from traditional tape in that the adhesive is different. It's much stronger, so the tape doesn't actually peel off like a lot of other strapping tapes do. But it can still be worn in the water and things like that. It doesn't cause irritation. It's not made from latex or anything. Quite often, normal strapping tape, if it's on for more than a day or so, will actually make the skin go quite red and itchy. Well, it doesn't happen with the kinesiology tape, or the Rock Tape, which is easy to pronounce.
Yeah, I'll call it Rock Tape from now on if you don't mind. A lot of people, when they do a sports injury or they have a muscle injury, there's a bit of a temptation to self-diagnose and say, okay, I know what it needs and I know what to do with it. But probably it's better off in this situation to get a recommendation from a doctor or a physiotherapist or someone like that.
Certainly, if you've hurt yourself, getting a diagnose or figuring out what's really wrong is probably going to, in the longer term, make it quite a quicker fix, because they're able to isolate what's actually a problem and treat it accordingly. But I guess once that's done, and assuming that you do know what's actually happened, the Rock Tape can be used For adults, for teenagers, even some kids have had it, and older people with back problems have found it to be quite good as well, because it assists the muscles that are there, and it not only as helps to heal muscle problems, it can actually help preventing further injury or reoccurrence of the same injury as well.
So it seems like it's fairly easy to use, Colin. So is it something that really anyone can use?
Well, yeah, I guess anyone can use it, but there are a few important things that you need to remember. The location and the stretch of the tape are really important in being effective, but I guess once you get those right, it's easy to apply. And there's a bit of a technique in actually doing it, but especially on the RockTape website, there's excellent videos which are easy to watch and easy to follow. They take about 3 or 4 minutes each. They show you exactly how to apply it to each, depending on which part of your body actually is injured or needs to be looked after if it's been injured in the past. Different body parts require different levels of stretch of the tape because it stretches lengthwise, as I said. It can stretch to up to over twice its normal length, which means you can control how much compression or stretch you get into the muscle depending on how the injury has actually occurred and what you need to do. So if you know what you're doing, it's pretty easy. A couple of other things, the ends need to be rounded off so that they don't lift up, and then you need to actually rub the tape after you do it, and rubbing the tape actually activates the glue, so you can sort of get it in the right spot, and then you rub the tape and then the glue...
Bit of friction,
yeah, that sticks to the skin much better. So having said that, it's quite easy to remove once it's time for it to come off, rather than like the old rigid strapping tape, which anyone who's had their ankles taped or whatever knows getting that stuff off is pretty painful sometimes.
Yeah, well, and also if you're hairy.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe a good idea if you're going to put a lot of it on an area where it's got a bit of hair that it wouldn't hurt to shave it beforehand, would it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a good idea to do that. It helps to be with the adhesion, and it also, yeah, perhaps less painful when it's coming off.
Yeah,
well.
Absolutely. Now, with the Rio Games, there's been all sorts of different colours of tape, and I guess some of them are to do with the national colours, or are they? Because is it colour-coded? Is there different sort of tapes available, or is this just a fashion statement or national pride?
The colours tend to be a bit of a fashion statement, yeah. Certainly, I noticed though today watching beach volleyball, the women there had USA printed on their rock tape, so they've obviously got a sponsor or someone supplying theirs. But the colours tend to be, you know, whatever suits your uniform or whatever you really prefer to wear. But there are a few different types of the tape. There's different sizes, and some of the other brands also have different shapes of the tape, so they're pre-cut for different types of applications.
Yeah, I guess sometimes it's hard to put a straight piece of tape on a curved surface, isn't it?
Well, it is, although it does, being flexible, it does bend quite well. But you've probably noticed sometimes people have it on the back where it's all like fingers come out of the middle, and there's one where on your knee where it goes either side of your kneecap to try and lock your kneecap from splitting out if that's weak as well. So there are some pre-cut ones that help them, but because it needs to be essentially fitted to each person and based on where the muscles start and finish and also across groups of muscles, for it to be effective, it really cutting it, you can usually cut it to length as you need to. There's a really wide one which is sometimes used for people's backs as well, to give you a better purchase, or sometimes that's cut into sort of little strips with one anchor piece along the end, so that's better for as well. So there are a few different types. There's also, I guess the final one is, there's an aqua one for people doing water sports. RockTape make one that has a better adhesive so that it stays on in water, so that if you're surfing with an injury or something like that, then that tape is really good for using for that.
Okay, awesome information there. I guess, as we've suggested earlier, a physiotherapist probably would be able to point you in the right direction with this, and of course your pharmacist, because they stock the stuff, they know all about it.
Well, yeah, also, and I guess, you know, where perhaps what we haven't really focused on too much is prevention of injuries. If you have an old injury, using rock tape is actually a good way to prevent injuries from happening, because it actually adds strength to the muscle and stops it from overextending. So if you have an ankle that's subject to rolling or something like that, then using rock tape to prevent that is a really good thing to use.
Yeah, what's the saying? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
In the old language?
Yes, indeed.
A gram or a kilogram? A gram of prevention is better than a kilogram of cure. We'll go with that one, Colin.
That's probably the metric conversion, yes.
Awesome. Thanks for your time today. We'll catch up with you next week for another Health Matters.
Okay, talk to you then, Martin.